Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So we begin as usual by offering three refuges and five precepts. May I invite everyone to take it? Please offer three refuges and five precepts. Sit together in meditation. And now that everything's coming back to normal, I'm probably having to spend more time being in contact with other people. We might forget to spend time in ourselves when it's not enforced upon us to be isolated. But it's really important to carve out some space for yourself, even a little bit every day, if you can. Just to allow your mind to decompress from all the busyness of the day, or to start your mind quietly before you get into the action of the day. So just allowing the mind to rest in its natural state, which is a state of awareness, awakeness, and also silence. I remember one of my teachers in graduate school, she was a philosophy teacher who had studied Zen, and she had said that the natural state of the mind is silence. And I said to her, not mine. I honestly did not understand what she meant by that. But actually it is. So let's see what happens. I'm not expecting it to, or not demanding that your mind be silent, or be silent for a long time. But just see what happens when you give yourself the opportunity to take a break from thinking about what happened before or what's going to happen next. So coming back to your bodies. So what does it feel like to be sitting either on the floor or the chair? How do you know you're sitting? Feel comfortable and neutral. And what parts might feel discomfort or even pain? And what parts that might feel uncomfortable? You can turn your attention there in a sense of kindness and care. Mentally massaging, even physically if you like, that spot. Yeah, so it eases up a little. You won't be perfectly comfortable. But not to tense around the tension itself. Spending some time relaxing my face. We often just take for granted and forget about it. But throughout the day, we can carry a lot of tension in our faces and all the little muscles around our eyebrows, for instance. You have a fur there. Take a finger mentally and iron it out. Cheeks. You might be drawn without realizing it. Just open it up. And bring it in your mouth. Which emoticon is your mouth right now? And you can just relax it. Even opening the mouth a little bit helps to release all the muscles in the jaw. Buddha statue, half smile. You can try that, see if that helps. Notice what happens to your mind when you relax your face. Imagine your mind smiling. Not a fake smile, but just smiling at whatever it is you might be experiencing right now. And then it's okay. It's just fine the way it is. We're spreading this feeling of acceptance and how things are from your head down to your neck. Shoulders, your arms, your abdomen, your back, your right leg, all the way to your feet, your left leg, all the way to your feet. Just resting there for a little while. Feeling of openness, receptivity. Feel a little more at ease. You can turn your attention gently to your breathing. Not much to do, just be with it. You can try an in-breath to bring in peace. Breath, breathe out ease. Almost like you're inhaling oxygen, not for your body, but for your mind, purifying, energizing, but also calming. And as you breathe out, you can just spread it throughout yourself, but also around you. Knowing how our own ease brings ease to the people we come in contact with, it just puts ease into the environment around us. So meditating for oneself, but also for others. Let's do that together. Breathing in peace and breathing out in ease. that before we have this short sitting, we can share the merits together. So in the same vein, when we share the merits, we recollect the goodness of our deeds, and then we spread it out to others. Almost like breathing in and out. Breathing in would be like remembering our good actions, and breathing out would be spreading it out to other people, other beings. So you can think of all that you've done today that has been wholesome, preparing dana to offer, perhaps offering service to the monastery, a gift of your time and your energy and your labor. Taking the five precepts, making the intention to live in a harmless and trustworthy way. Sitting in meditation, doing the refined work of getting to know your mind. So all of this is very beneficial to you and also those around you. So as you reflect on this, take a moment to breathe in your own goodness, breathe in any joy you feel from doing these things. And then you share it out. Maybe you can think first of those who are close to you, such as your parents, your teachers, your relatives, your friends, anyone who has helped you in your life so far. You can bring them to mind and share with them this peace and happiness. You can also think of any dear ones who have passed away. So may any benefits from their good actions also go to them. May it be a cause for their happiness and peace. May it help them to be reborn where they can hear and practice the Dhamma. May they will be supported to grow on the spiritual path until they realize the highest peace of Nibbana. Finally, we can just breathe out to all beings, in all realms, in all directions, all around us, here in this room, but beyond, beyond what we can even imagine. Wishing for all beings who, like us, only wish for happiness. We can wish for all of us to be well and happy. For all of us to be free from suffering. For all of us to live with ease. And for all of us to be fully, truly liberated. Happiness and strength. May all your good wishes be fulfilled.
Yatha vaivaha pura palipurenti sadaram eva meva itorinam petanam upakapati ichitam patitam tumham kipameva samijatu sambe purentu sangapa chandopanaso yatha manijyotiraso yatha Sadarogo inasatu mate bhavatvantarayo sukhidikayo bhava abhivadana sirisanicham udapachayino chattaro brahma vadati Bhavati Bhavati